This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hard Grant is brought to you by Alive, Commonwealth Bank, Commonwealth Building Supplies, Tavernia Grill Foods, Marco's Pizza, Mobile Garage Technologies, Platinum Pastries, The Water and Sewage Corporation, and Willie D. Kunk Salad Stand.
The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, on this absolutely gorgeous Thursday afternoon. I got a haircut. I feel mad sexy. I need to stop. Talk to me. I got a little design. It's too much. I'm wilding out today. My wife said, you think he's a young boy? We can do the whole thing today. She might get number five. Let's do it. Having a good day, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you call in today. It's Small Business Thursdays. I'm so happy to be with you today, man. I'm so excited about it. You know, on Thursdays is one of the things that we do. I'm always peculiar when I touch the paper. Like I tell you, it's either thick or thin. I'm like, what is going on? But every Thursday we know when we touch it, it's almost like a breath of fresh air to know that you're still in the land of the living. And you can continue to be able to give praise. It's Thursday, so we're looking at the obituary section. Make sure you pick up your newspapers. The Guardian newspaper, it's in there. Also, there's a nice supplement for your kids to do some coloring for the Easter. So make sure you pick that up and be able to deal with that. So kids got to be able to do something except watch YouTube all day. For God's sake, let the children color. I mean, don't fight them. But it's Thursday, guys, and all the time I do this and take this kind of a breath. And give God praise for the fact that we're in the land of the living. I always think about my very good friends over at Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium. If you're in a kind of a transitional period, I only encourage you. And these are the people that I know. So don't fight me. Okay? These are the people that I know. I know them personally. They've already extended their services to me, which I hope I don't need for a very long time. Let's be very clear about it, right? Howard, we could put you down nice. You need to stop it, miss. Let me live today, right? So, Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium, if you're in that kind of a position and you're dealing with the death of a family member or death of a loved one, and you want them to go down with that kind of a class and style that their life actually indicated and that exuded their existence, I want you to be able to go down there to my very good friends and family members over at Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium. We do that and be able to give homage to those persons in grand style as they go down and be able to make those things happen. Also, whilst we're here, we have to be able to identify the fact that, you know, Easter's coming up and you got to get yourself prepared to be able to do what you got to do. $15 hot cross buns over at our very good friends, Platinum Pastries. Come on, man, you know them. You know them. You've already tried them out. I told you about it. My family is crazy about it. They're doing those things. Make sure you give them a call over at Platinum Pastries. It's the hot cross buns. They have that. And the plain and raisin bread. How would you taste the bread? I had the bread. Now, I had it with no little thingam on it, but I had the bread. Right, so go down there. They get the plain bread. They get raisin bread. It's from April 4th to the 6th. Make sure you call them at Platinum Pastries, right? Call Platinum Pastries, and they can be able to assist you as it relates to being able to get those things done. And more specifically, I have to give a shout-out to my good friends, my good, decent friend, Byron, who's been making a lot of things happen as it relates to his position in pushing entrepreneurialism forward. And I thank him for his support, man. I really do. I thank him so very kindly for being able to give me that kind of a support here. And I want to be able to read a little thing for you just from Mobile Garages, because they're doing some stuff. I told you that. Make sure you check out Mobile Garages and they can be able to assist you. So just let me read my little thing. Y'all don't fight me, right? So here it is. It says, manage your fleet, your vehicles online with 100% Bahamian-owned fleet management software backed by Bridgestone America. Track your fuel, location, fleet expense, and so much more, all online. Schedule a free demo right now. Give them a call at 422-4575 or visit mobilegarage.com. All those persons, if you're interested in being a part of Small Business Thursday or just doing advertisements with us, you can give us a call here at the studio, 302-2300, 302-2300, or you can hit me up on my text right there on my cell phone. I'd be more than happy to kind of accommodate you and bridge that gap and make that thing happen for you. 827-0111. 827-0111. Well, today's a special day. Now, if you're anything like me, you've been paying attention to what's happening, right? You ride around the sports stadium. You see they're doing some work there. All the roads, you had a little track road to go around the side. They close them off. They need to stop, right? squeeze 7 minutes of my time. I got to go through traffic the right way now. And so you keep asking questions. What's going on here? What's going on here? I have a big question, though. What's up with the Christmas tree? No one answered that yet. We're going to get into that, right? But we're here to talk about Charifta today. I'm excited about it. I'm excited to be able to talk about these particular things. I know a lot of persons are actually out there and committing themselves to a great deal of things. And so we're in this kind of a space to find out much more about Charifta and exactly what is the 50th Charifta Games here in the Bahamas from March 30th, 2023 at 4 p.m. They're going to be talking about all these things in the studio with me today to talk more about what Charifta is doing is none other than Pauline Davis and Sheldon Longley here is in the studio being able to tell us exactly what's going on over at the Charifta. Say good afternoon to the people, ladies and gentlemen. How y'all doing today?
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Doing just fine.
So tell me about what's going on with Charifta. I've seen like a lot of work being done. The place is being plastered up, painted up, and prepared for something that's absolutely big. I know it got to be big if they fix it up like this. Only time you fix up like that is when the Christmas coming for Grammy. Grammy say, paint when Christmas coming, baby, just paint. So talk to me about what's happening with Charifta.
This is the 50th year, so we had to go big this year. You know, it's back in the Bahamas. A record ninth time being in the Bahamas. We're happy to have it back, and we're looking forward to an exceptional show next weekend. The team has already been named. They have their first meeting set for today. Sorry, yesterday was their first meeting at 6 o'clock, and now it's just down to putting on the final preparation stages, you know, getting the team ready, the final workout stages, making sure all of they're well equipped, well uniformed, and just fine-tuning and getting ready to compete next weekend. It's going to be grand.
But you're doing something in the interim in preparation for this. There's something like a pep rally. Talk to me about what you're going to be doing.
We're definitely going to be having a pep rally, and we're going to be having a float parade. Today, we are going to be celebrating, first of all, you know, our beautiful girl going to be turning 50, so it's a big, big, big celebration. Yeah. Talking about the Bahamas.
Yes.
Right? And then, of course, the Charifta Games turning 50, as Sheldon just said. And then CARICOM being 50, so 50, 50, 50.
My God.
So
hold
we
on,
have
all
a
All these
lot.
Numbers, somebody can, they can hit
yes.
something.
Yep. Yes, 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 yes. So we have a lot to celebrate. And so we're having our float parade today, and it starts at 4 p.m.
Now, what's the route?
It's heading south onto Bahamas Gaines Boulevard. It's commencing at the Domasay Robinson's National Stadium, but it's heading south onto Bahamas Gaines Boulevard, east along Tonique Williams Darling Highway, continuing east along Independence Drive and east-west highway to Marathon, west along Robinson Road to Blue Hill Road, north along Blue Hill Road, turning west onto Big Pond Highway, which is National Insurance Board is. South along Bahama Games Boulevard, ending at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium for the prep rally.
At 4 o'clock today.
At 4 o'clock today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there and you're listening, they're heading south, all right? Then they can head west. When they hit Robinson Road, they're going north, and they can hit west again. So if you're not going to be cheering and gearing up to be able to do that, you got to get yourself geared up for traffic. All right, because it's going to be big today, and we want you to participate. So who all could be able to be a participant in this? If we just want to come out and wave our flag, we ain't got no flag, wave a t-shirt, talk to me.
Every single living Bahamian are invited to come out. Yeah, come on out, come on in your colors on.
We don't want the dead ones come. That's so talk to me about it. Right?
We want every single living, breathing Bahamian to come on out and celebrate. It's our celebration.
Yes.
It's our beautiful girl who's going to be turning 50. It's the 50th Carifta Games. Mm-hmm. And you know, we Bahamians like to do things big.
Big.
And so we're doing this big.
I see you got your gold shirts on.
Come out in your colors. Come
there
on
you go.
Colors. You have your gold shirt as well. Out.
Where your gold shirt? How what's going on?
Yes. No.
Not that different gold. No. Don't get us all twisted, Howard.
That's a different gold.
Do not get us all twisted. Let's stay focused.
Amen.
We're going to stay focused. This is about the Bahamas. And you all know them other colors y'all want to talk about. You know nobody recognized you by those colors, right? Let's be very honest. Okay.
Well, I'm excited because I passed there this morning. I see you got fresh flags out. Mm-hmm. You're ready to go. I mean, the place is looking absolutely gorgeous. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Right?
And yes,
it's always I'm always happy to see that we really could prepare and do things in grand style.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
I mean, this is a beautiful mm-hmm. thing that you guys are doing. And we want everybody to be able to come out to the Float Parade today at 4 p.m. at the Chalmers. So where you guys are, where you going to be gathered together before we go into the parade?
There's a spot on the eastern side of the stadium called
Cultural Village. So leave the stadium and come around and come right back.
Well, the eastern side is called Cultural Village. Mm-hmm. That's where we're meeting at for 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a really, really nice setup. They have bleachers out there. They have vendors already out there. We're inviting, like Pauline said, the entire Bahamas to come out. We're starting right there at that point. And, you know, the pep rally later on this evening is going to have DJ Marty and DJ Crush bringing the entertainment.
Yep, at 6:30.
You know, so, mm-hmm. you know, after we come back from the parade, we come straight into the pep rally. Let's get things started.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be excited, man. So I want to know more about this pep rally. So you got two DJs you tell me about. So this is going to be dancing and partying and we can do the whole thing today?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This can be a big thing.
But it starts with them. You know, I'm not too familiar with them. And I think the young people are more accustomed to them. You know, they're going to hype up the younger crowd. You know, but, you know, according to reports, they're the two new NDJs now.
There's NDJs.
Yeah. So they're going to be providing their
I feel like on. All of us old here. We don't even know what's going on, right?
I'm a DJ.
I've been out. Yes, I don't even know. My wife told me about the haircut today. So yeah, I might just go out tonight, right?
I'm a pencil and butcher guy. I'm old school like you.
Oh, yeah, I said, so. We only know Mighty Pencil. When we was looking for the place, I only know Mighty Pencil.
That's right? It. You know?
So I want to know more about what you guys are doing because I think it's because I heard you on other stations really talking about the importance that everyone comes out and supports for this 50th Carifta Games that's going to be here in the Bahamas, that we have to have no empty seat in the house. Talk to persons about that and really let them know about this sort of a historical thing that's happening right here on our soil.
Well, in terms of the ticket sales, I understand they're going very well. You know, they're not much more left.
So correct.
So mm-hmm. Bahamians have to come in and get these last set of tickets. You know, we want the stadium to be packed, like you said, with Bahamian people.
With black gold and aquamarine, baby.
Oh,
gold and aquamarine.
No
you
doubt.
Know.
Because I understand Jamaicans are ready
yes,
buying up
Jamaica has already bought so
they're
much
ready
tickets.
To go now.
And
they got that big on flag and the little fire. They ready to do the whole thing.
Mom, but, so we have to get
the and rest. The little horns. They're going big. So we're going to have to be able to meet that sort of enthusiasm
yes.
and passion.
Bring the cowbells, man. Bring the cowbells.
Yeah, we can't let them outnumber us in our own stadium.
Bring the whistle. There's no way we can allow our sister nation of Jamaica to outnumber us in our own national stadium.
No.
Cannot.
The biggest Bahamian flag you can find. Bring it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so these last set of couple tickets.
Yeah.
Come out and get your last set of couple tickets. The box open office is still open right there at the Thomas J. Robinson National Stadium.
How do you get tickets? Just so is there any way to get it online?
You can get it online, Carifta50.com. You know, but it's not much more left. Carifta50.com, www.
Hold on, you ain't trying to scare us. You know, you tell me, ain't much left now. Go get it now.
No, Howard, it's the truth.
Mm-hmm. Carifta50.com.
Jamaicans and buy plenty of tickets and I would be so disappointed.
And the good thing about
fellow
that,
yeah. is let us be outnumbered in our national stadium.
The good thing about that stadium, there's no bad seat in that stadium.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anywhere you sit in that stadium, you get a good view of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
All the events are taking place right there inside the stadium on the infield for the field events and then the track events. You know, you'll be able to get a good view. So please come out and get these last couple set of tickets.
How much goals we expect to take?
I always tell people I don't really have to put a number on it.
I say all. But, we come for all the things.
But I would say this, and I'm honestly saying this. I've been in sports now for 22 years. This is the best team I've seen assembled since we won the 15 gold medals in 2012 in Bermuda. Right? And that was the closest we came to winning since the 1980s, when Paulie was on that team in 1984. Mm-mm. The closest we came since then was 2012 in Bermuda, when we won 15 gold medals. And this is the best team I've seen us assembled since 2012. So I think we stand a good chance of winning a good number of medals.
I like that. I think your expertise really encouraged some people out there. Guys, if you want to be a part of that 16, 17 gold medal winning for the Bahamas, please go to Karifta.com. Karifta50.com. Pick up your tickets. Find out more about that. Get yourself geared up. If you only carry that one Bahamian shirt to work today, take it off, wave it around, and be a part of the motorcade today. They're going to be motorcading and moving from the east side, the cultural village east side over there at the sports stadium. Mm-hmm. They're heading south. Then they can head west. Then they can head north. It's only on a little block, but it's all about enthusiasm. Yes. It's all about that excitement. It's all about getting everybody riled up and geared up and excited for what's going to be happening next week come Karifta. It's exciting, man. Guys, yes. Anything else you want to be able to put out there, let persons know how they can get their stuff and how they can be able to participate. No, but Bahamian people a little slow. Like you say, the Jamaican people, them get, they buying their ticket, they good to go.
Yes.
Right? They probably get their clothes stretched out on the ticket. They're ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
Bahamian people, last minute, okay, what you doing this weekend? No.
Yes.
Buy the tickets now. Talk to me about it.
Please. Yeah, and there's one more event of the Karifta weekend that I want to alert the public about. That's Easter Monday morning. We have our Let's Move Bahamas Karifta Fun Run Walk. It starts at 6 o'clock. Over there at Arawaki, starting and ending at Arawaki. We're going to walk down by Bahamas Games Boulevard, and we're coming back by Arawaki. And we're asking all Bahamians to take part in this event. Our World Athletics family is going to be in town taking part. Lord Sebastian Coe has already promised that he's going to be a part of this event.
What's it called? Let's what?
Let's Move Bahamas, Karifta Fun Run Walk. It's at 6 o'clock a.m. on Easter Monday morning. That's April 10th. So we're inviting the entire Bahamas to come take part. It's free.
Let's be very clear. You're inviting some Bahamians because they went up from the night before. Because it's a holiday.
Yes, it is.
But still come out and walk that thing out, yes, man. Participate in the thing and be able to make these. Let's Move Bahamas on Monday morning.
Yes, Easter Monday morning.
Easter Monday morning.
Yes. And this will be a perfect tune-up for the
no more traveling. You like to go to Miami. You all say you're broke. Come here and walk with us. Easter Monday morning, Let's Move Bahamas.
Yes.
The Karifta Fun Run Walk. Now, how did they register for this or anything like that?
Yes, you can register by sending us an email, info@bahamastrackandfield.org. We will send you the registration link after that. You could also call into the office at 325-4433. We'll be willing to... You can also register on the morning of the event. You know, you can come with there at 5:30 in the morning.
I see what you did there. You saved yourself.
Yes.
Because, you know, I know if I can go.
Yeah. Register on the morning of the event. Come with there at 5:30. You know, and then you're good to go. Come with there in your colors. You know, like I said, everybody's going to be taking part. So.
Info@BahamasTrackAndField.org.
Yes.
Info@BahamasTrackAndField.org. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a wonderful segment. I want y'all to come back and tell us exactly what's what. I want to be able to, Pauline, if you wouldn't mind, I'd love to be able to interview you sometime to talk about the history of what you've done over the years and really where you see the country moving from your perspective in the next 50 years. I'd love to do that. I mean, if you give me that space. But I'm appreciative for you to be able to come here today and have good conversations with us about what Karifta is doing. Guys, please be a part of that. And the number so you can be able to call to register for the... Do they call this number for anything else?
Oh, any matters dealing with the BAAs, if you have any matters of concern. 325-4433. Yes.
325-4433. Or you can be able to register at info@BahamasTrackAndField.org.
Yes.
Right? info@BahamasTrackAndField.org.
So info@Bahamas.
Info@Bahamas.
Track and field. Info@Bahamas Track and Field.
And make sure you come in your Bahamian colors. My fellow Bahamian, you got to come in your Bahamian colors.
You got the whole A-N-D?
Yes. Info@BahamasTrackAndField.org.
info@BahamasTrackAndField.org. So you got a couple things going on. Today at 4 p.m., let's just run through it one more time before we can be able to get out of here. Today at 4 p.m., right? At 4 p.m., we get the prep rally. We're going to be able to start on the eastern side over at the...
Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium.
Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. Get yourself prepared. Bring your car. Make sure you got gas. Talk to me. You can hold up the whole parade if you run out of gas on the thing. If your car is run hot, catch a ride with someone.
Yes.
You're messing up the whole parade. Y'all need to stop. Your car already is smoking. It's too much, right? Yeah. So let's be able to get that thing done. Be a part of it. And they say right after that, you can be able to have a nice, beautiful pep rally set up. You got two DJs in there. You ain't telling me no other entertainment. What else you got going on? You got people out there. You got to let people know. You got to come out there, get some things done. You got to be able to wear your short pants, because if they can have DJs out there, you can be doing some dancing. You can be doing some things like that. So it's all about really getting you geared up for what's going to be happening next week. We can be able to see if we can beat that Barbados medal, that kind of a record that we had. What did you say?
We won 15 in 2012. Yes.
Last time
we won was when Pauline was on the team in 1984.
Yeah, 1984 was the last time we won, and I actually ran that 4x4. I wasn't supposed to run it, but...
Well, you must
have... You was the reason why we won.
Yes, that was a miracle.
My God.
Howard, because they were like at a 200-meter mark when I got the baton. I can't tell you.
And she ran it on.
I have no recollection
of this. Just the favor of God on her. I could see it glowing. Glowing. So just how showing up in the stadium is the kind of enthusiasm and encouragement that you need for all those persons. We wish everyone nothing but absolute luck and all the best, that they continue to be able to push forward and make things happen, forward, upward, onward, together.
Yes.
Karifta, 50 years. All these 50, y'all don't go play that. If you win anything, bring it to Howard.
I also want to mention at the pep rally, there will be a lot of Bahamian food and drinks on sale as well. The vendors are already set up out there. So, you know, we'll
like some Kong fritters and things like that.
Oh, yes. You know, we like our Bahamian food here in the Bahamas. So.
And enjoy. The eastern side is where you actually go to license your vehicle. Mm-hmm. So everybody knows that side. That's the side they're going to be coming on, where you actually go to license your vehicle. On that side.
Okay.
Yes. And so also a lot of Karifta paraphernalia on sale as well.
Yeah.
Shirts and hats and
all the different shirts.
Squeeze bottles.
Black, your gold, your aquamarine.
Yeah, they can pick them up as well.
Mm-hmm. You can pick up all that stuff.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you got everything laid out. It's Karifta50.com. Register for the Karifta next week. Today, you're going to be able to do what you have to do as it relates to being able to go to the pep rally, get your Bahamian food, you get your DJs, make sure you come there, participate in everything that's going on, and then you can be able to register over at info@BahamasTrackandField.org. We're going to talk about it more as we go through the show, or give them a call. I know y'all like numbers. Howard, I ain't get the number. Howard. 325-4433. 325-4433. You can get everything. I want to thank both of you, Pauline. I want to thank you, Sheldon, both of you, for being able to come in studio with us today to tell us everything that Karifta is doing. Guys, we're going to keep pushing this for you and see if we can get those seats filled with the aquamarine, the gold, and the black. This is the foundation. We're going to take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Foundation. The Foundation with Howard Grant will be back right after this. In 1973, the Bahamas gained its independence and CBS Bahamas opened its doors. From humble beginnings, CBS Bahamas is now the nation's top supplier and installer of architectural building products, the country's largest home improvement retailer, and offers the most extensive online shopping platform in the Bahamas. That's a lot to celebrate. We're 50 and fabulous. Visit us today at CBS Bahamas, CBS Pro Store, or CBSBahamas.com.
Stressed, tired, or just looking for some me time? Come on and taste the good old days at Willie D's Kong Salad Stand. Classic Kong dishes and specialty seafood salads such as octopus salad, shrimp salad, lobster salad, boiled Kong, and our famous tropical scorch, all served with a creative twist and a one-of-a-kind taste. Located Arawak Key West at Eddie's Stall. Open daily 12 noon to 11 p.m. Call or text ahead at 432-0947. Good people, great vibes, and a tasty bang for your buck. Willie D's Conk Stand, down at the fish fry.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBE.
Tea.
Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, The Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at The Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with The Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, Small Business Tasty. Are you old school? Like how did you have to be born before 1973? Because I know some old people that they didn't say Thursday yet. It's Tasty. Is that my TI people? I don't know. But it's Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. Thursday, however you pronounce that. It's a beautiful day. If you're out here and you're listening to all these persons come in the studio, I got them lined up back to back to back. Howard, which day I could come in? I got them lined up to be able to have a conversation and bring this information to you. I'm so happy to be able to do that. Right now, we're going to be talking a little bit about Roof Renew with none other than Renato Jules being able to tell us about his company, their services, and what they offer. Renato, good afternoon, my brother. You said this is the first time on radio. Let's get him scared. No. Bring him up close to the mic. Talk to me, man.
Good afternoon, Howard, and good afternoon to our listening audience. My name is Renato Jules of Roof Renew Soft Wash, and we're a full-service exterior
cleaning company. Renato, did you practice this? That's what we need to stop it. You was in the mirror. He was in the mirror last night. So, good afternoon. Go ahead, Renato. I can fight you, right?
So we're a full-service exterior cleaning company serving both the residential and commercial markets. So our process, Howard, is known as soft wash. Soft wash is the alternative to pressure washing. We use biodegradable cleaning solutions to remove various organic and inorganic staining. Mm-hmm. Essentially, we clean roofs, sidings, pool decks, patios, overhangs, all exterior surfaces we're able to clean. So our process is the alternative to pressure washing, as I've mentioned, with typical pressure.
Would you call it soft wash?
Soft wash.
And I got an older son. He's about 16. I feel like he does a lot of soft wash. He needs to stop and pressure clean his body sometime. So talk to me about the difference between soft wash, because I'm reading it. It says soft washing is the alternative to pressure washing, or commonly known as the power washing. Now, I am, I'm always skeptical, right? I'm always skeptical. You know, some people don't use the best paint. Some people don't use all these particular best quality products. And if you put power washing, that kind of a hard pressure as it relates to the water on it, you could possibly damage it. Is that one of the thoughts went into that?
That is one of the thinking process. So with pressure washing, that technique pretty much uses about 2,500 to 3,000 PSI. That amount of pressure has the tendency to damage a lot of surfaces that can be sensitive stucco, Carolina stone, various types of wood. Our process, we use a maximum of 105 PSI. So that's almost like good water pressure pretty much in the shower when you're taking a bath.
So tell me about this. I mean, when I listen to this and I'm reading it, because ladies and gentlemen, he has everything. This is a professional thing. Jesus, look at the man got all these houses that he's done, the before and after, everything's in here. He's giving me the trifold stuff. He's giving me the door handles. Man, he spent some money on this. Professional truck, everything, the numbers you can be able to call to find out more about it. 242-601-5006. 242-601-5006. Or roofrenewbahamas.com. Roofrenewbahamas.com. Listen, I want to know more about this because when you start to talk about chemicals, Bahamian people automatically think bleach, think stain, think this, think that. Is this environmentally friendly? Talk to me about the actual chemicals that you use in your thing.
Right. So the process is environmentally friendly, Howard. We have a proprietary cleaning solution. So that does employ the use of some sodium hypochloride, some disinfectants that we usually use to apply to the surface. And it's a comprehensive approach. So we do also have a cleanup solution. So after the project is done, we follow up with our product.
This is impressive, man. I'm looking at your stuff. I'm saying, this is truly impressive. You're good, man. Talk to me about it. I mean, go ahead. Sorry, but I didn't mean to break in your situation. But I'm looking at this and I'm wowed by this particular thing now. Look here. This is quality paper you put this on. Is this is affordable stuff? Because you feel like you're dead expensive. Talk to me about it.
It is affordable, Howard, yeah. And it's good value for money. We believe in maintaining properties. So pretty much our entire business model is geared towards that. Howard, let me walk you through a typical roof cleaning job. You would have two technicians that appear on site. We connect to a water source, right? So the client typically applies to water source. The guys get there, we reach out to the client. There's a pre-assessment that's done. There's a complete walk around. We take observation of all the plants, any furniture, anything that may be in the way or may impede the process of the job, and that's taken care of. So there's a lead technician and an assistant technician. The lead technician, he applies the solution on the surface, whether that's an asphalt shingle roof, a wooden shingle roof.
Whoa, asphalt?
Asphalt.
You could do asphalt too?
Make it look like new.
That is bananas.
I'm telling you.
Okay. So all this chemical that you have, this proprietary chemical that you're telling me about.
Right.
You could be able to use it on all these particular surfaces and do the soft wash?
On every exterior surface. So in particular with asphalt shingles, you're not able to clean up with a pressure washer.
No.
Because you're going to blast away the aggregates that are on the shingles. With our process, we apply the solution on the roof at 65 PSI. So it's like raindrops going on there. The chemical is allowed to set and activate, and it's essentially rinsed off.
You have to you spray something on in advance.
Right. So okay. It happens on site. So the chemical sets for about 5 minutes, and it's just essentially rinsed away. Mm-hmm. So we're able to clean asphalt roof, metal shingle roofs, wooden shingles, as I would have mentioned.
Same principle for your patios?
Same principle. It's the exact same principle. Mm-hmm. We don't typically use a pressure washer. It is a tool in our toolbox where we would use a pressure washer if, in the instance, somebody's driveway or carport has left uncared for many years, and there's a significant accumulation of mold, debris. Mm-hmm. Right, so there's that initial blasting, after that, process is maintenance.
They got an old Explorer with his drip oil, and it's been dripping for years. They leave it right there. But now they want to renew it. Can you be able to deal with this, your chemical?
We can.
Man, this heavy what you're saying to me.
Yes, we can. We come in, remove rust stains, oil spots, any kind of mold and algae that may be attached to any exterior surface.
What make you want to do something like this? I mean, I'm always baffled. My father always had me to clean when I was young. Mm. So it became like a thing of mine, right? He would say, boy, clean this, right? I think it's just because he didn't want to do it, right?
Right.
You got children now, make them do it, right? No problem, all right? So I learned this and it became like a pet peeve of mine. I always want to clean, but I never really think I can do this for people. What make you want to do something like this?
So I have a background in construction and property management. And we were thinking of a way to offer a very effective and long-lasting cleaning service to all of our clients. We know that pressure washing was in the way. So we essentially scoured the market, reached out to different entities and organizations to find a product and service that would be appropriate for our market. Roof Renew was essentially born from that.
How does it work for Because when you said our market and this particular demographic, we're an island nation and we got a lot of salt water, we got a lot of things like that. How did you find that more difficult? Let's say hypothetically you decide to clean a house on the outskirts, on the skirts of the island, out east. Is it the same principle apply? No issues, no nothing? Talk to me about it.
Well, the principle is the same straight across the board. The fact that we live on an island with properties that are closer to the ocean, they don't have as much mold accumulation because of the salty air, but we would employ the use of our window cleaning service, for example. So those properties that are closer to the salt, they have this salt accumulation, tons of debris. We come in with our window cleaning system. It's a deionized filtration process. Essentially, we're taking pure filtered water that's being flowed through a telescopic pool, and we agitate the surface of the glass.
Oh, this sounds expensive.
So it's a spot-free clean.
Listen, it's extremely professional that you could come here and articulate everything that you've done, everything that you do. I know that you have a professional background. I want to know, when did this kick off for you?
We started in 2019.
You serious?
Yeah.
That's just before the pandemic.
Just before the pandemic.
And you was able to maintain? How'd you do while during the pandemic?
So originally we started out, we didn't feel the full effect of the pandemic until late 2019, early 2020. So we started in May, we began to build traction. And of course it was that period where no one was allowed to work.
You couldn't go nowhere.
No one could go out. That worked as a plus for us because apparently, many of these properties weren't being maintained. And as soon as the restrictions were lightened, we got out there and we were in the thick of it providing our service.
So you're making money right out the gate?
Right out the gate.
And so how do people know about you and the services that you offer? Because I'm looking at this and I can see that there was an investment made in this. And it's truly professionalism behind it. The pictures that you have and what you would have done is big commercial properties. You also have residential properties here. But these some nice, beautiful-looking places. Talk to me about how you get your word out. I mean, outside of what you're doing today, how did you get your word out after 2019 to let persons know that this is where we are, this is what we do?
Howard, this has been my most aggressive marketing campaign, this radio. We have an Instagram platform. 95% of our projects are by word of mouth.
Are you serious?
Wow. We do very little advertising, and we want to get the message out there as to what it is we do, what we stand for, what we represent, and now we're launching this aggressive campaign to spread the word because many people aren't aware that you can get your asphalt roof clean, for example. They aren't aware of our window cleaning technique. It's not the typical squeegee and mop. So we're on this campaign now just to educate the public, make them aware that there is a company out there that can get your third floor window from the ground. We're actually able to clean six stories from the ground using our telescopic pole.
Just with the pole? So this ain't scaffolding, yeah?
This ain't scaffolding. We don't use scaffolding.
You don't use scaffolding?
At all.
So the pole is going six stories in the ground?
Six stories in the air
this
from
is
the ground.
Stuff, man. Listen, I want to say something to you, man, Renato. I want you to be able to know that your professionalism is the sort of level that a lot of businesses need to hear, that a local person is doing stuff like this and really being able to climb that proverbial ladder into the real business realm and getting yourselves formalized, man. You're doing wonderful. I love this, man. Ladies and gentlemen, please check this out. Go do this favor for me. Look all these pretty things that this man Javier has said he's done before and after. Roof.renew.bahamas. Roof, R-O-O-F, .renew.bahamas. If you're on Instagram, please check that out. Roof.renew.bahamas. On Instagram, you can check that out. Also, or you can be able to check them out on the internet. Just check them out right there on the World Wide Web. Roof Renew Bahamas, all one word, roofrenewbahamas.com, and find out exactly what. I'm sure he has everything there. It's for residential and commercial window cleaning. And like he says, he has more than just window cleaning. Everything's there. Please, if you're one of those persons that you need to know the number and you could be able to give them a call, the number is 601-5006. 601-5006. Or you can give them a call at 802 3325. Now, Renato, anything else you want to say to persons? You have any, just as a first trial basis, anything you have laid out for persons who are eager to kind of do some things? They say, well, I ain't got the whole thing now, Renato. You can help me with it. Talk to me about it because, listen, we're talking to us.
We're able to come out and assess, Howard. A lot of what we would have done initially was to provide demonstration. We had different businesses they were interested in. How does this system work? How does this process work? So we take the team out there, we take the vehicle out there, and we walk them through what the process essentially is. So we are able to, you know, communicate with the client out there, explain the metrics and dynamics behind, you know, what's going into getting the job done. So we turn up essentially and give you a feel of what it is you can expect once we're out there getting the job done.
These are some benefits of the soft wash before we get out of here, ladies and gentlemen. It extends the longevity of the roof and exterior surfaces. It improves the curb appeal, provides healthier environment, maintain the property value of your home, and saves money by cleaning your roof, not replacing it. This is a very important information. It's Roof Renew Soft Wash. Roof Renew Soft Wash. They got everything in here. I'm going to tell you one more time. Make sure you can be able to check this information out. RoofRenewBahamas.com. RoofRenewBahamas.com. RoofRenewBahamas@gmail.com. Or give them a call at 601-5006. That's 601-5006. 802-3325. It's roof, exterior, and window cleaning, and they do the whole thing, the whole shebang. He got door hangers, the whole thing. You could go around. This I feel like a whole campaign, sir. You need to stop it. You got everything. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, that's been Renato Jewell in the studio with us, my brother. Don't be a stranger. Come back and tell us more about it and let persons know. Give Renato a call. Say, I hear you on Howard Show today. You ain't getting a little thing. Call him. He can say nothing. He dog just like us. Call him. 601-5006 and get yourself straightened. You ain't got to wait till Christmas to get the thing done. We can do it now. We're going to take this quick commercial break for news. Go to commercials, go to news, and get right back on this Small Business Thursdays right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Howard Grant and your company will be right back after this.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant will be back right after this. The Foundation.
At Marco's Pizza, you don't have to feel guilty about enjoying our pizza. Now offering a gluten-friendly cauliflower crust. It's a perfect excuse to eat your veggies with Marco's tasty gluten-friendly cauliflower crust. Made with real cauliflower. Real gluten-friendly. Try our new cauliflower crust on any small pizza. You can only find our signature gluten-friendly cauliflower crust at Marco's Pizza Bahamas. Order now at marcospizzabahamas.com.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Shopping is so rewarding with my Fidelity credit card. I get the best prices with price protection. Earn and redeem freedom points at my favorite stores. Get cash back. Plus, I booked a cruise. Get your Fidelity credit card today. Call 356-7764.
Get cash back from the Water and Sewage Corporation. Receive $10 off your bill when you complete our online survey.
We want to hear from you. Help us serve you better.
Visit www.wsc.com.bs to complete our survey and receive $10 off your next bill.
Cashback offer applies to the first 100 customers.
It's fast, easy, and rewarding.
The Water and Sewage Corporation. Committed to growth, committed to quality.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Nassau, Bahamas.
Vaccines protect those we love the most, our children and our grandchildren. I vaccinated my children to protect them. Getting your child immunized can protect them against diseases like polio, measles, whooping cough, and others. So protect your child today by getting them immunized. My grandchildren are vaccinated. You should do the same. Vaccinate your children and your grandchildren and make sure they are safe.
Take advantage of the National Vaccination Catch-Up Campaign, March 25th to April 6th. Visit your nearest clinic weekdays between 8 a.m. and 7 p.m. On Saturday, March 25th, visit us at the Red Cross, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And on Saturday, April 1st, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., you'll be at the Mall at Marathon. COVID-19 vaccines are also available at all locations. This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, and USAID.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
Carifta is almost here, and Alive has partnered with TCL for you to capture gold at the 2023 Carifta Games. Switch to Alive and get a free TCL 30 Plus or TCL 30 SE on select Alive postpaid plans to share pictures and videos of our Bahamian athletes as they hit the tracks to win gold. Visit your nearest Alive store or mobile van location and come gold with us at the 2023 Carifta Games.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Vaccines protect those we love the most, our children and our grandchildren. I vaccinated my children to protect them. Getting your child immunized can protect them against diseases like polio, measles, whooping cough, and others. So protect your child today by getting them immunized. My grandchildren are vaccinated. You should do the same. Vaccinate your children and your grandchildren and make sure they are safe.
Take advantage of the National Vaccination Catch-Up Campaign, March 25th to April 6th. Visit your nearest clinic weekdays between 8 a.m. and 7 p.m. On Saturday, March 25th, visit us at the Red Cross, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And on Saturday, April 1st, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., you'll be at the Mall at Marathon. COVID-19 vaccines are also available at all locations. This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, and USAID.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody's yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns, where they hiding the drugs, who shoot who part of which gang, or who disturbing the peace with a loud music and the motorcycles.
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands, or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. This is 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company on Small Business Tuesday. Tuesday? I don't know how you can say it. That's the half T.I. in me. At least a 25%, 22% T.I. in me. Tuesday. It's a beautiful day. I'm so happy that you guys are out there. You're listening. You're tuned in. You want to talk with everything else. Tomorrow is our time to do that. The papers are filled with everything, for our mouths continue to salivate over these things and our eyes continue to be able to pulsate in absolute disbelief. Pick up your Guardian newspaper and see exactly where we are and what we're talking about. But today we're talking all about business, local business, the things that persons are doing. At the top of the show, we talked about Carifta, and then we got in with Renato Jewell to talk about Roof Renew Bahamas. Absolutely beautiful concepts, both of them. So happy to be a part of it. And today, right now, this particular segment of the show, we're going to take time out to talk about the Reloaded Invitational Tournament all the way. Man, listen, this is some good stuff here. I see Bishop in here. This is the Bishop, if you know him, Bishop Benaby, the Bishop of Baseball, right? He's in here. He's in here having a good conversation with me and being able to break these things down. Everybody won't call him. You're on the radio, Bishop, right? You're on the radio. Let's do these things. Bishop, talk to me about this. Say good afternoon to the Bahamian people. Let them know what you guys are doing with this baseball and youth development concept with the Reloaded Invitational Tournament this weekend, March 31st to April 2nd. Talk to me about it.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Howard. Good afternoon, Bahamas. It's just a pleasure to be here. We're here to talk about baseball and an individual invitational tournament that we're going to have this coming weekend. We're looking forward to that, and we expect great things. Mm-hmm. Just so you could know, this concept came about last year when we went off to the Pony Tournament. Mm-hmm. And we saw the level of play of our guys, and we wanted to upgrade the level. So what we decided to do is form a group and call our group Reloaded. Mm-hmm. No ties, nowhere, just a bunch of us who wanted to develop baseball and see baseball go from one height to the next.
How long you been in baseball?
I've been calling baseball now. I've been officiating baseball. And
as an umpire?
As an umpire for 30+ years.
30+ years.
When the old stadium was there, before we broke that down, I was into baseball with the late Arthur Thompson.
Really?
We called baseball from that time.
Really?
We've been into baseball.
So talk to me about this now. So you've been in this thing for 30+ years. And for the persons that you say coming over, you got a few persons coming over. You got Eleuthera, Abaco, Grand Bahama. They bring in an under-12 team, a 10 and under team in Abaco, and another 12 team. In Grand Bahama, they bring in under 10 and 12 and under also. So talk to me. This youth perspective, they got some young people coming around. I'm waiting to hear from Baron to be able to tell me more about it. And these persons coming to tell me about this. But they found it necessary, Bishop, to identify you. You must be a staple in this thing. Talk to me, Bishop.
Well, I've been in it for quite a bit of time, quite a long time, especially softball. I started off in softball and got hooked on baseball also. I officiate baseball also. Mm-hmm. And I've called throughout this country. Mm-hmm. I've helped to develop umpires, develop coaches, et cetera, et cetera.
Let's go off track for 2 seconds. What do you feel about Jazz getting signed to Jordan Brand? This was heavy.
Once we can sign to something concrete,
yeah,
it's a tremendous move in the right direction.
Man, this is
and
crazy.
And hopefully, he'll be able to get some of that contribution from that company and be able to pass on some tennis.
His that'd be wonderful. That'd
be tremendous.
That'd be so good, man.
You know,
be
that's what it's all
that,
about,
man.
You know.
Yeah, just give him back.
When we get to the top, give something back.
Just give him back.
We ain't looking for no handouts. Just give something back.
Buddy Heal is my good cousin from Pinedale, and he flipped the people a bird. That was a whole crow he flipped the other day and charged him. They fined him $25,000. I said, sir, you could have easy cussing Bahamian vernacular. Nobody would have known. The whole Bahamas said, Jesus God.
That $25,000, he could have sent to the Bahamas and we could have done something. We could do development.
You gotta think about these things, man. But I'm excited to see that you guys are doing this, man. Reloaded Invitational Tournament. They got you, man. You here? You are done. You got your hat on. You got your shirt on. So you're all ready to go.
We are ready to go. All our paraphernalia are in. We're going to be selling different Reloaded products, and first and foremost, it's about the kids. So let's talk about the kids. We have 12U teams coming in from 12U and 10U teams coming in from Abaco and Grand Bahama, and we have a 12U team coming in from Eleuthera. Mm-hmm. We are going to have a grand time, and what we are doing is we're going to develop baseball throughout the Bahamas, throughout mm-hmm. the islands. Mm-hmm. We're going to form committees whereby we're going to take coaches and help these franchises not develop their leagues, but develop players mm-hmm. so they can get an early start.
I want to ask you whether or not you believe that the enthusiasm for baseball and softball and all of these sort of outdoor activities has diminished, or you believe that you still got a strong following in those areas?
Right now, since we started this organization, it shows that we still have a lot of strong interest out there in the mm-hmm. game of baseball and the game of softball. Mm-hmm. It's just for us now to reach out to those people. Mm-hmm. Right now, we have some good parks throughout the islands. What we like to do is occasionally take our young guys, our 12U and our 10U and a coach pitch team to these various areas like government ground or wherever and play some games and let the community see what's happening. This mm-hmm. is going to be a community effort. Mm-hmm. That's why, like how we have those teams coming in from those family islands, we expect for their family members and their friends who live in Nassau to come out on the weekend. Mm-hmm. We're going to start Friday night at 5:30. We're going to play two reloaded games, and then we can also play a game between New Providence, Reloaded 12U team and the team from Abaco. So what we're going to do is showcase us at young talent. You know, that's where we need to go. This event is absolutely free. We're not charging you anything to come in and watch these young guys perform.
That's heavy what you're saying. You ain't charging nothing to come in. How do you get support? Because finally, these things ain't free. So well, talk to me, how do you get support? Do you get good support from the government? Do you have private sector? You ain't got to tell me all your business, but do you have that kind of a support? And if you need support, you got to let people know so they can reach out.
We can always use more support, but the thing about it, we have some persons out there right now who said, look, we would like to invest in the youth. We like what you all are doing. We'd like to come forward, step forward, and help you develop what you're doing.
It's big, you know.
It is.
Let me tell you why it's big. Because some of these persons would have found themselves in the position, maybe they ain't got no daddy, no mommy, no one checking for them, and they found themselves committed to baseball 30-some years ago, 20-some years ago, 15 years ago, and they would never forget the impact that you yourself, Bishop, and others have made in their life. Now they make a little couple of dollars, a little change, and they want to be able to give back. That is where sustainability is.
And that is great.
That's crazy.
You know, one of the biggest things can happen to you is when you're developing these youth, and when you walk out, where you go to the mall or wherever you go to the food store, and a guy comes up and say, Coach, how you doing? You don't remember them, but they remember you.
They remember you?
They remember you.
That's wonderful.
And that's a sign of respect. It goes to show that you have some influence.
You made a significant impact in their lives.
What we want to do is, this is not only baseball orientated, you know. This is teaching them how to deal with one another.
That's your youth development arm.
The youth right away.
Man, talk to me about it, man.
And we're gonna have some more stuff coming out soon, where we're going to ask the public to step forward and assist us.
Tell me about this, though. I got a four-year-old right now. Now, he's crazy. The other day, I took him out in the park out there out west by Coral Harbor. And this guy was just, you know, he had the mound pitching for, you know, he put the little thing there, put the ball there. My son grabbed the bat and swing the thing so hard. The fella said, I never see no little boy swing like this yet. He don't play baseball? I said, he never played baseball yet. He never played softball, never played baseball, none of these things. And they encouraged me to kind of carry him out there to do some stuff. Tell me how, if I want my son to participate, if you go that low, or how I can be able to get him to participate in these things.
Well, right now, we are at the age where we start at 7. Mm-hmm. 6, we even have 1 or 2 6-year-olds. We are going to expand soon. And as I spoke with Perron and Jimmy recently, we need to include T-ball. In other words, those guys at 4 years old.
That's the T-ball thing he had set up for Lloyd.
Yes. Swing. Okay, yeah. That's what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Because the earlier we can get them, the more better off we're going to be. And we're going to be able to develop them to that extent that, hey, they have an eye for the future. These guys are trying to better themselves. Mm-hmm. Like tomorrow, we'd like to invite as many people as possible to come down to the facilities at Blue Hills Playing Complex.
Mm-hmm. Let them know where the Blue Hills Playing Complex is.
Well, everybody know where the new baseball stadium is.
Right.
And the Blue Hill Playing Complex is just east of that, all tied into one area.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have bouncing castle for the kids who aren't playing at the time.
Mm-mm.
And different sorts of events.
Mm-mm. Got some hot dog and hamburger.
Hot dogs, hamburger, Blue Plate. Mm-mm. Is going to be providing us
so
with all the food.
So if I bring my children
stuff,
and just let them go,
they're going to be there for the day.
They're
going to be there for the day.
Y'all can play babysitter while we go get Kong salad. You know, y'all leave this up.
That may be part of it. But what I want you to understand, Howard, the thing about it, the parents whose kids are in this program, they're dedicated.
Yeah.
Show up religiously. They've offered their help for this tournament coming up. And what we're going to end up doing is, in a short period, to go to various different family islands.
Yeah.
We've already gotten a lot of calls about us coming down and help them to form a development program as we have. And we're going to do that.
I'm excited to be here with you, man. I'm laughing. I'm looking at some of these texts. These people are very indecent in their texting. But I'm so happy to be here with you, Bishop, to talk about these things. I'm excited about it. And I know that if you're out there, is there a way that they can register their kids beyond this program this weekend? Is there a way that persons could be able to register their kids to get them involved? They're sick and tired of them playing PlayStation 5. They're sick and tired of them not being able to understand exactly how the world works outside of this YouTube and social media. Talk to me about it. How can we get our kids registered? What's the numbers? How we could be able to be a part of what you guys are doing over at Reloaded?
Well, I'm almost certain that Jimmy is through with getting us up on the getting our email addresses and everything out there for the public. I'm gonna send get that information to you. But James, who is supposed to be here, but he has some tie up in the office. He's responsible for that part of Reloaded.
I can call you. Perron, give me a call. Let me know exactly where we are. I'm so happy to be able to be a part of this. Y'all give me some numbers because people are going to call. Well, listen, we're talking to thousands and thousands of people right now who are looking for a way to get their children out of their house. They got my couch greasy and hot. They're sick and tired of that. They wouldn't clean the dishes. They're eating everything in the house. Go do something. You're getting wide. Listen, get your kids involved with Reloaded. Be down there this weekend, March 31st and April 2nd, March 31st all the way to April 2nd at the Blue Hill Playing Complex. You know where that is? Right there near the new baseball stadium complex area that they set up. It's Reloaded Invitational Tournament this weekend. You got Grand Bahama coming down, Abaco coming down, Eleuther coming down. It is going to be an absolute event. This is more than just baseball. It's about youth development. It's about camaraderie. It's about community. It's about revival, restoration. It's all about Reloaded. Let's make this particular thing happen and make these things happen. Bishop, I thank you, my brother, so much for kind of jamming with me today and being able to get these things done. Perron, I'm waiting on y'all to kind of give me a shout. Whenever y'all call, I'm going to give y'all a time to be able to talk about this. Bishop, anything else you want to put on the table before you get out of here?
Well, I just want to continue to invite everybody out. Come out and support your island. You know, we had some very good people step forward to help assist us with making this a reality. And this is not a one-time thing. We're going to be moving on.
This is your first time annually, though, but you can do this next year.
We're going to do something during the summer because we have some people. We already got some stuff lined up where some coaches who are interested in our program are going to come down and help develop. We go up as far as 12.
Okay.
And what we're going to do is we're going to have those coaches come down. They're going to track the progress of our kids because this is also
a scholarship.
Yeah, this is going to be like scholarships.
Oh, my God.
What we're trying to do is use this as an avenue to help some unfortunate kids get a chance at a free education through a baseball scholarship.
Mm-mm.
And that's what we're talking about. I can speak to that because we did it through softball. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of people off to school. We want to now turn the favor to baseball. We want to give those young guys an opportunity. You can contact me at 433-0040. That's my cell, 433-0040. Mm-hmm. And I guess Howard is going to get some other phone numbers and pass it out to the public.
I can reach out to Perron and find out more information about how we can be able to get this thing done. But you got Bishop's number. Please don't bombard the Bishop. Text him. Let him know. I'm sure you got WhatsApp on that, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, 433-0040. Find out more information about what they're doing over at Reloaded. The Invitational is this weekend. Reloaded Invitational Tournament, March 31st to April 2nd. It starts at what time? What time is it?
5:30 on tomorrow evening. Then we have our first set of games.
All right, so I think I got somebody on the phone. Maybe this is Perron. Give me the telephone call. Call you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hi, Howard. Perron here.
Hey, Perron. What's up, man? All is well?
Hey, all is well, man. All is well.
We wanted to get some numbers.
We have a lot of preparation going on.
That's no problem, man. We understand that you're extremely busy, but we want to get some numbers. Bishop has been giving us some insight to, you know, the application, the commitment that you guys have. Give me some numbers that persons can call if they want to be able to participate. The thing is free. It's all free. The Reloaded Invitational Tournament. Do you have any numbers for persons to reach out to?
Okay, so from the standpoint of the Invitational, we had it open to a few of the family islands because then our vision is to develop the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So we reached out to Freeport, Abaco, and Eleuthera, Airline, Troy Feast, and Oscar Green. And the sentiment was that, you know, development is needed in the younger kids. Outer Islands have been seeking this type of interactment. Mm-hmm. So we reached out and we solidified it. We put it together. We offset some of their costs coming in. Reloaded from a standpoint of what we have in our program. We have 62 kids. We've self-funded. We're nonprofit. Our ultimate goal is to walk our kids into scholarships. Mm-hmm. So education is our main focus. Mm-hmm. So from that standpoint, we have when it comes to the kids in the program, we have a limited amount of coaches. So everybody in the program is offering their services free of charge. And if we could subscribe to more coaches coming on board, the kids are our focus. That's our only focus. Mm-hmm. And we have international ties as well. So we have a lot of things on the table coming forward with Reloaded. We're going to have teams coming out of the U.S. We're going to have coaches coming out of the U.S. for clinics. We have some teams coming from upstate and in Florida for interactive play to develop the kids. So it's a well-rounded program that came about from the PG tournament that we were to, that we saw the disparity in talent and skill level and skill set. Mm-hmm. So we decided we would try to have a program that would build the core fundamentals of our kids. Mm-hmm. But we want our ultimate goal to map them and walk them into scholarships. Mm-hmm. And we've engaged international entities that are helping us chart them in that direction. Mm-hmm. So we're internally funded. We don't charge the parents and the kids in our program. Right now, we're capped off at 62 because of the limited amount of coaches. If we can 62? Have some more coaches to subscribe, then we could add more kids to the program.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there and you want to be able to participate in your voluntary service to be able to give back to the community, because you know persons like Bishop has really been able to give to you over the years, and you want to volunteer your coaching skills, please give them a call. Give Bishop a call. Bishop gave me his number, 433-0040, 433-0040, and participate in this Reloaded thing, man. You guys are doing a wonderful thing, man. Perron, I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to be here. Like I said, I'd like to see you, my brother. I wanted to see where you was going to be able to show up, but I'm happy.
I'm walking in right now.
Oh, you're right here. Well, I'm happy that you participated, my brother. I'm happy that Job is able to get on here. Bishop, he's a good, decent man. Continue to be able to truck on and do what you're doing. I know that you got a crown waiting on you on the other side for the commitment that you've made to our community and make these things happen, my brother. You're a good, decent man. I thank you so very kindly for being able to do that.
Thank you, Howard, for having me and having us Reloaded. And we're looking for your public support. Please come out and support your children. They're the future.
Absolutely.
Come out and support.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, this is 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant and your company, Guardian Radio, with the foundation, being able to chop it down, having a good conversation today, all about Small Business Thursday. It's really being able to talk about your business, what you're doing in the community, and bringing that down to the entire public. We're here, we're live, and we're full effect. We're going to take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant will be back right after this.
Karifta is almost here, and Alive has partnered with TCL for you to capture gold at the 2023 Karifta Games. Switch to Alive and get a free TCL 30 Plus or TCL 30 SE on select Alive postpaid plans to share pictures and videos of our Bahamian athletes as they hit the tracks to win gold. Visit your nearest Alive store or mobile van location and come gold with us at the 2023 Karifta Games.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Vaccines protect those we love the most, our children and our grandchildren. I vaccinated my children to protect them. Getting your child immunized can protect them against diseases like polio, measles, whooping cough, and others. So protect your child today by getting them immunized. My grandchildren are vaccinated. You should do the same. Vaccinate your children and your grandchildren and make sure they are safe.
Take advantage of the National Vaccination Catch-Up Campaign, March 25th to April 6th. Visit your nearest clinic weekdays between 8 a.m. and 7 p.m. On Saturday, March 25th, visit us at the Red Cross, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And on Saturday, April 1st, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., you'll be at the Mall at Marathon. COVID-19 vaccines are also available at all locations. This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, and USAID.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company on a Small Business Thursday, chopping it down for you. You can see, you see what's going on here. We got people in and out talking about all the things that are happening in the community, and we're making a space for them. It might have to be Small Business Week one of these weeks, because so many things and so many persons are being able to participate. And I want you to be able to kind of chime in and bring your stuff to the forefront also, please. If you want to do that, please give me a call, 827-0111, 827-0111, and get in here to talk about that. So far, we had wonderful things out there. We talked at the very top of the hour about Carifta. We also talked about Roof Renew Bahamas with Renato Jules. We talked about Reload Invitational Tournament that's going to be this weekend from March 31st to April 2nd. And now it's time for us to be able to bring something on more specifically. Now, my guy sent this to me, man. David Williams, he's been on the show. You know David. He sat here with me, with also with Kendra Bowe. But they're a part of something a little bit stronger, man. They are part of something from a national perspective to be able to realign ourselves. Well, what needs to happen? And this is a part of the Ministry of Social Services and Urban Development. It's called the Department of Gender and Family Affairs, MENSDES. And that's the National Men in Unity Saving Our Children. They're on to talk to us about April 1st. They're going to be able to, this Saturday, April 1st, from 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. all day. Don't wash your car or nothing. Just come straight there. All day from 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. FLIRT, F-L-I-R-T. This is an acronym, and it stands for Fathers Learning, Instructing, Realigning Teens. National Men's and Unity Saving Our Children. Reach one. I want to be able to introduce you to none other than Pastor Randy Hanna and Sheldon Barrow. Say good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Howard Grant. Good afternoon, Bahamas. How are you all doing today?
We fine. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Bahamas. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for giving us this opportunity.
Man, that's light work, man. I'm appreciative for what you guys are doing. I want to know more about this sort of a help desk, though. Tell me about it before we get into this particular this event that you guys are having. Bring him out close to the mic so persons can be able to hear you. For all those battered and broken men who allow their wives to beat on them for them not being able to cook, let us know what you guys are doing over at the help desk. Is this what it's designed for? I make light of it, but I want to know exactly what you guys are doing, because we know that gender equality actually did something with the women's help desk.
Yes.
So tell us about what this men's help desk is all about, Pastor.
That's a very good question you asked, Mr. Grant. The men's desk was dormant for a while in the Department of Social Services. There was nobody sitting at that desk. Sometime last year, Bishop Chadwick G was commissioned to take over the men's desk. And this is his brainchild. This initiative we have now is actually come with this is brainchild, you see? And so we are so glad that he take the initiative to organize the men in the community that were out there doing work in solo. So we have about 20 different groups are registered here, of men groups that were just working the community, going out doing street work, doing out evangelizing, going out feeling the less fortunate, going out counseling, going to schools, touching the young men in schools and trying to prevent them from gang activities and social antisocial behavior. So when Bishop James reached out to us and tell us come to his desk and we'll sit down and talk, and he wanted all us to come under one umbrella, and he came up with this Akoban Fleet. When I first heard the name, I had some issues with it, but then I realized...
My father's flirting. Didn't talk to me.
Right, I had some issues with it, because it sounded more sexual than anything else.
It was too hot. No, right, talk to me about it. But you went through it.
Yeah, when I realized the Akoman and what it stands for, I said, this may be powerful, because what it does, it opened up conversation.
Yeah.
And so they say, why are you talking about the name Flake?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, it's really an Akoman, but it opened up conversation, Mr. Grant. But, you know, we as men, we awaken and solo in the neighborhood for a long time, individually, different individuals.
Now, which neighborhoods are we talking about?
Well, we're talking all over, because like right now, we have about 20 different men group here registered that are putting on this program. We have the National Red Council of the Bahamas, which I'm a part of. We have Bahamas Prison Fellowship, which I'm a part of. We have the International Men's State Committee, which I'm also a part of. We have GRIP, which I'm also a part of. We have GRIP. That's gang.
That's also, okay, go ahead. Okay.
That's Akoman also.
Okay.
It stands for Gang Resistant Intervention Program.
Okay.
So then we also have the Brotherhood, which also I'm a part of too, along with
listen,
the rest.
So you're all over there.
Yeah, so what I've learned, Howard, as a little boy, growing up in the trenches of Bayonetown, my mother always tell me, if you see a good fight, chain it.
My God.
If you see a bad fight, run from it. So when I became.
Listen, I will get something clear. Because I'm from 8 Mile Rock.
Yes, sir.
Now, I saw some good fights going on. Every time I get close to it, the fellas start throwing rock. So what is the good fight that you see?
Well, I saw men organizing themselves, more in the community, trying to bring changes.
Okay.
And I was attracted to that.
Okay.
Because, you know, I come from a police background. I was a police officer at once as a young man.
My God, you don't sleep. You're in 6 of these things and you're a police too.
I was a police officer. Now I'm a civilian.
Okay.
But I've learned the power of fighting a good fight. So all these men groups that I just mentioned, of course, there's more I have to mention also. You know, everybody, they're doing good. We're trying to change the community, trying to touch a child here, touch a child there. And so when Bishop James came up with this idea to bring all us to him and talk and sit down and talk with him and see if he want to put us all under one umbrella, I thought it was powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I decided to chain in with it and take
I like
part
you,
of it.
Pastor. I really do like you. I mean, I like your sort of commitment, your enthusiasm, your passion, so forth and so on, and your push to be able to make these particular things happen. I'm hearing about these things. And when Dave sent these things to me, I said, Dave, he's always called you in the studio and whatnot. He said, man, Howard, please, man, we're doing this, and the government is all behind this. We can be able to get this thing done. And it sounds like a great initiative. Sheldon, I want you to tell me a little bit about this. How did you get involved with this flirt, more specifically, in terms of being able to push this forward for you? Tell me about it.
I was able to got an invitation from Apostle Henry Higgins, who is a part of the Men's International Group. And I serve as a part of the Brotherhood, as Vice President.
Now, what's the Brotherhood? I won't be in the Brotherhood, too, because I feel like I was a brother.
Yes.
I might be a light-skinned brother, but nonetheless, don't push me out.
Yes.
Me and you in the same bucket.
Yes.
All right, praise God.
Yes,
talk to me.
So, as a part of the Brotherhood, where I serve as one of the Vice President, to Dr. Carlos Reed, and the program is an alternative for gangs to let young men know that there's positive men and you could be involved inside positive
So this is a good gang?
Yes, it's a good gang.
Okay.
And for me...
We don't fight,
No.
Okay, good. Please.
No. And so for me, coming from the gang culture and the crime culture, you know, this initiative Floyd and the Men's Desk is doing, National Men in Unity, I was very honored to be a part of this because... Mm-hmm. Coming from the gang culture and being a part of the Rebellion Raiders back in the
90s. This is wild what you did there. You see, I just dropped that bomb. You was a raider.
Yeah. So
now
so
you're part of the Brotherhood.
Yes. So being a part of the Rebellion Raiders, and now we know today the one of the biggest gangs inside the Bahamas is the One Order. And of course, we got the Mad Fire. So I understand men coming together, but men coming together for negativity. And I'm living that life and seeing what
which area you grew up in.
To do.
Which area you grew up in?
Well, I grew up inside Elizabeth Estates, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm...
Lizzie.
Yes, Lizzie, mm-hmm. you know, and so, you know, the gang that was strong, there was Teflon.
Yeah, but you look like you were singing the gals. You were out here fighting. What you was doing when you was young?
Well,
you got your girl over here. Chico the boss, right?
One of the challenge for our young men is I grew up coming from out of Hawkins Hill. Mm-hmm. And my mom got a house inside Elizabeth Estates. Mm. And so that's how I get in Elizabeth Estates. Then I had to go to L.W. Young, which is dominated by Fox Hill and Gamp Road guys. Mm. And so guess what, you know what I mean?
You had to make a decision quickly.
So, and so if you ain't have the right parenting, like a father figure, to hold you back, you in trouble as a young teenager. And that's a challenge for many of our young
teenagers. I want to know this, because it seems like Pastor has always been on this sort of a train to be able to do some great things. I want to ask both of you this question. At which point in your life did you decide within yourself, okay, man, it's time for a change?
Well, Howard, that's a very good question. I started out as a police officer, but somewhere down the line, I caught up the police force and I got involved in what we'll call organized crime. And
Pastor, so, you're doing a lot.
Yeah,
you're doing a lot.
Yes.
Okay, I was trying to swallow. I can't. So you come from the police force and then get in organized crime. You make it sound like the mafia. What is organized crime locally?
Well, that's organized crime is actually crime being committed that you can't see if you're not looking for it.
All this under the ground.
So we call it organized crime because it's not the typical gang banging. It's just sitting down and strategizing and organizing things, okay? And so I think you use the mafia as a good reference.
The mob.
We got Puerto Rico walk on you already. Yeah, to stop.
But you know, about 30 years ago, I had an encounter with God, and God told me, said, well, Han, I need you to go in a different direction.
It's not like a whole road to Damascus. I like
yes,
it.
And I answered the call.
Let me see if I can set the stage. You was deep down in the organized crime, setting everything up.
Yes, sir.
Behind the scenes.
Yes, sir.
And then you had an encounter with God.
Damascus experience, yes,
my
sir.
God.
And so ever since then, I was always looking for good things to be a part of, like I said, right, earlier in my introduction, right? And so Bishop James, this initiative is so powerful because I always wanted to see men come together and organize ourselves the way the woman did, okay? And I still I know God made man face and God made man the head. And so anything what the woman could do besides born a baby, the men supposed to could do it and even do it better because God mm-hmm. made us face.
Mm-hmm. And watch my line blow up now, it's big now.
Yes, sir. No, but that's my beliefs. And I have scripture to back that.
Okay, praise God.
Okay, and so back to what we're dealing with now, Howard, I'm actually in charge of the sponsorship committee because when we first started this initiative, we were doing this with self-help. Mm-hmm. We had no help from the government. We had no help from other government agencies. So we went to Corporate Bahamas mm-hmm. and asked them for some sponsorship on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And the response has been positive in some instance. We have already got some sponsors in, very small. Most of the sponsors that we wrote to, we haven't got a response back from them yet, but we know in the Bahamas, people tend to more at the last minute. Mm-hmm. And people also like to see what you're doing before they put money or resources behind you. Mm-hmm. You know, that seems to be the behavior.
Yeah, they would know if you're using the money.
Yes,
yeah, I mean,
right.
Let's be very clear.
Yes, sir.
So, you ready to tell me about organized crime? You know what to do.
Yes, okay, yes. So, with that being said, I got, you know, so the sponsorship is what I'm mm-hmm. And I'd like to really give a shout out to our minister,
yes,
Mr. Obi Williscombe, because he came in at the midnight hour yes. and decided that he's going to give us some form of assistance. And that was powerful.
Obadiah Hercules Wilson.
Your home voice.
This is from my hometown. Make sure you be able to put that out there.
Yes, sir.
All the way from Grand Bahama, being able to assist you, being able to do these things. So he came in, swooped in his ministerial capacity, and provided you with the kind of support that you have.
Yes, sir. Some support.
That's big.
That hour. Yes, that's powerful.
That's big, man.
That's powerful.
We got to be able to say congratulations to him. And I want to say congratulations to y'all for doing this wonderful stuff. I want you to give me more information, though, because I'm reading this stuff. Let me see if I can be able to get through it, ladies and gentlemen, so you can tell you exactly where we... It says Saturday, April 1st, from 12 noon all the way to 9 p.m. We out here all day.
Yes, sir.
Black people just eat at least 3 times between that time. Talk to me. Let's be very clear.
Yes.
You got some food there?
Yes, we have plenty.
Okay, let the people know. You come there, your morning will be dry, you can get something to eat, you can get something to drink. Be a part of this. Participate and understand that this is about fathers learning, instructing, and realigning teens. Is this the tools that fathers are going to get? Who is this open to? Who should be coming to this particular event?
This is open to fathers. And when we said teens, we talk about girls. I have 3 girls and I have 4 boys. So,
sir,
I definitely have.
You definitely don't sleep, Pastor.
Yeah.
You're out here and everything.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
You just come out of organized crime.
Yes.
Huh? Talk to me. And then you get 7 children?
Yes, I do. I have 6 grandchildren also.
6 grandchildren?
Yes, sir.
So, you and your children don't sleep. You need to stop and say the Lord.
So, with that being said, sir, we have a lot of events on top for Saturday. We're going to have some live entertainment. We're going to have a Walker Marching Pop Band to come and perform for us. We're going to have some karate demonstration. We're going to have Mario Ford come and put on a baseball clinic also. We're going to have another couple other things. We have some farming going on. We have a gentleman that's going to teach children the art of farming.
Let's talk about where this is going to be at the Tom Tom the Bird Grant Park. Where is this now?
Tom the Bird Grant Park is located between 20 Donnell Highway and the Yellow Elder.
Now, if you know that, that's East West Highway or 20 Donnell?
I think that's called Major Road.
Okay.
Right in the back of Valley
School. Okay, so if you know where Original Parties is, you can stop quickly to get something. It's north of that. Right there where the tennis court is.
Yes.
Right there. What's the school?
AF Alley.
Right there on the west of AF Alley, right in that particular space there. I stopped there a few times. It's always packed. A lot of persons are out there. And we want you to be able to come out from 12 noon until 9 p.m. at the Tom the Bird Park, right there, Tony Donnan Highway and Yellow Elder, right there. It's an AF. Now, let's talk about this now. So you say you get food, you get drinks, you get fun all day for the men of our nation. National Men in Unity Serving Duty. You got the Junkanoo Rush Out, which is going to be crazy, right? Talk to me about that. You got Junkanoo Rush Out?
Yeah, we're trying to get a Junkanoo group committed, but one of our organizers, one of the gentlemen that work along with us, Apostle Henry Higgins, he's the leader of the Junkanoo group now. Congress for Christ.
Congress for Christ?
Yeah.
That, well, come on, man.
Is the leader of that group, along with his wife, Dr. Ann Peterson. So
really?
We have some Russian one with the other. We're hoping to bring other persons to rush along with them. And you know,
so you get karate demonstration, marching bands, choirs too? You get people, wilding this all night from 12 p.m. to 9 p.m.?
Plus we have trades, places to build teaching young men trade to carpentry, masonry, electrical. We have a young man, his teeth, fans, and toasters.
Because you don't like your house and your bed, other people will go home. You don't do this again? Because this thing,
we want to make this an annual event, Mr. Grant, that every year.
No, man, you should make this quarterly, at least twice a year.
Yeah, if the Lord
think
say the
it.
Same, if the Lord say the same.
Talk to Obi.
Corporate Bahamas cooperate with us.
Talk to Obadiah. They got the finances. Yes, they out here. That's their responsibility.
He's a good man.
He's a good, decent man.
You feel the vision.
See, now, couldn't say that. I say that for you. Praise God.
You feel the vision. You sit with us for about maybe 15 minutes and you say, what y'all need?
Yes.
That's powerful.
That's it.
That's powerful. So I want to go because I know we want it on time. Also, want to thank Bishop Chadwick James for the initiative. I want to thank God for Minister Dario Maycock, who became our administrator. You're doing a good job, and all of the awesome men that came together to make this event work. Because like I said, it was just really a group of men coming together, working as a team to try and put this on. And when Mr. Willis came on this time, we were doing, he just stepped in the last minute and said, I'm going to help you all. And that's powerful. And when I said, he said this on Tuesday night. And so now it is now tasty. And so I thank God for his vision, his initiative. And I thank God for all the men. You know, we got to big up the man. Because
God is with you.
Yes, I think what has happened men is being beaten down so much over the years, being emasculated, that
we're going to come talk with me some outside of this. Because I need to understand more of this kind of unity. You told me you get a bunch of persons doing some stuff.
Yes.
Men have been beaten down. And I think our society, the misogyny that exists here, if a man speaks about it, rather than assist it.
Yes.
And so this men help desk, I think, is a very good initiative to be able to help propel, encourage, and provide support for the men that need this kind of support. And especially this initiative that you're doing in terms of being able to teach this what you guys are doing with the fathers. We say fathers learning, instructing, and realigning teens. It's very important.
Yes.
Because we tend to lose them at one point. Right. There's man already,
right?
Based upon an external thing. Next thing you know, there will be a raider, right? You need to get yourself together.
Yeah.
So let's talk about these things. When I call you all, I'd like you to kind of show up. You got to show up and then have a good time.
I've been listening to you for years.
You serious?
Yes.
And you ain't never sent me a little something like that. It's going to be some man. I want to thank you so much for it, man. Anybody else you want to do? I see you got at least what, three or four pages written out.
There's like 20 organizations. And I also want to head up all of the people that really sponsor us. I think that's important. That really give us a form of sponsorship. So we can't forget them. We would like to... That will call advertising now, but if I do that.
Mm-hmm. Call a couple of names.
I don't want to.
No, they use a good decent man. I ain't going to fight you. Go ahead.
And the Guardian say, well, how would you, allow?
No, I just send you an invoice. You'd be okay, right?
Coming down.
So you got to do, try to name out there quick.
Yeah, so we like to give a shout out to Purity Bakery.
They're
being on board with us.
My guy.
Yeah.
Bastia. David Bastian is over at Purity Bakery. Maybe you know him, but I see he's a good, decent man. Go ahead.
Well, Coca-Cola, they have been very supportive of us.
So you got bread, you got water, and you got juice. We know that's three of them. You got them down.
Yeah, we got some other sponsors that we wrote to that we waiting on for response from. That'll be Bahamas Food Service.
Oh, my God, you got everything.
Yeah, no,
guys, y'all can have a good time. Yeah, 12 to 12 tonight.
We're waiting for them to respond. We know they tend to move a little late because we had to send some stuff by email to the head office. But, you know, we committed to making this thing work, Howard. And I'm so glad for the excellent work that the men came together and did. Okay? And this is powerful because when we get together in those meetings, we brainstorming. We see the different the ways that we have the Rastafari movement with us also. We have three or four different roster groups, but we have Priest Rickman, Elphus, and Fire Trail Road.
You know Priest Rickman?
Yeah, they coming down there, and they're going to beat their drums. They're going to do a...
Really?
Yeah.
Man, you're including everybody, man. This is going to be good.
I forget, I can't lay them out. They also going to bring some idle food.
Some idle food?
Yeah, we got the cooking line, they're two idle food.
But you know, sir, there's a Sabbath, so if they're showing up for this, it's a big one.
Sabbath. Yeah, they're coming after. They come
after the Sabbath?
1 o'clock.
Okay.
They don't do their service, and they'll come down there and do what they have to do down there. So, you know, we hope to have a good time, and all of the organization, like I say, we have Prison Fellowship, Neighbor to Watch Council of the Bounds, we have GRIP, we have the Brotherhood, we have Fishers of Men Ministry, we have Creative Art Ministry, we have Uplifting Men Ministry, we have the House of Rasta.
Yeah.
We have fathers and sons, really the street legends, transforming life.
This list, you got about 2 pages. Give me the list, and I'll be able to talk about it tomorrow, because we got 2 minutes before we get out of here. So let me just say this last thing before we get out. Ladies and gentlemen, this is about FLIRT, fathers learning, instructing, and realigning teens. And this is from the Ministry of Justice and Urban Renewal, Department of Gender and Family Affairs, Men's Desk. They're assisting us with being able to move forward as a society, as men, to find that courage to be able to make that next step, even in the year of Jubilee. This is April 1st, which is Saturday from 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. over at the park right there, Tom the Bird Park on Tony Darling Highway. You can be able to be a part of it. Please, please, please. Is there any numbers you want to put out there?
Yes.
Give me one number.
Maybe let's say to see.
What's your number, sir?
Give me a number.
Yeah. 429-0103.
429-0103. Please give them a call. 429-0103. All right.
And also 455. 7071.
Okay. Yes,
for sponsors or contact Bishop Chadwick James at the Department of Social Services.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, that has been Pastor Randy Hanna and Sheldon Burrows giving us information of what they're going to be doing this Saturday from 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. in the evening. Give them a call, 4290-103 or 455-7071. This has been the show today, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company with the Foundation. Tomorrow, I got a great conversation kind of geared up for you. I'm going to person's coming here and going to give a synopsis of what we've seen come out for the entire week, a conversation about trans education and how that kind of led to us firestorm in the community. We're going to talk about all manner of things tomorrow. It's going to be a casual Friday. I thank you so much for tuning in. Please stick and stay for Shivago Lang with Z Live right after this. Have a beautiful day, guys. You see you tomorrow. God spare.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.